Good morning. This is Kemp Haar, and you're listening to FloraDaily.net. And this morning, we've got Bob Peoples with us. And most of you know Bob, Dr. Bob Peoples, who was with Solutia for a long time and left there. And then for the last few years has been the Executive Director of CARE. How are you doing this morning, Bob?
Good morning, Kemp. I'm doing great, and it's great to be with you.
Well, I'm glad you could spend some time with our listeners. So you've actually got some pretty big news that you're not going to be the Executive Director of CARE anymore, are you?
Well, that's true. Kemp, what I've done is accepted a position as the Executive Director of the American Chemical Society Green Chemistry Institute. And I do want to distinguish the American Chemical Society from the American Chemical Council. People tend to get those two confused. The American Chemical Society is a professional organization with about 170,000 members. It actually started in the 1800s and was officially chartered by Congress in the early 1900s. And it's the largest professional society in the world.
So this is going to mean a move for you, isn't it, Bob?
Yes, I'm going to be relocating up to D.C. Our offices are actually in D.C., not too far from the White House, in fact. And we're looking forward. We got mixed emotions. We've been in the South for the past almost 30 years, and we really love it down here. We love the people. We love the geography. We love the climate. Certainly love the food, and Atlanta's been a great, great city for us for the last 3 years. But we're also excited to go up and explore Washington. We actually are going to be in Chevy Chase for a while, and kind of looking forward to the adventure of a new administration moving into the D.C. locale.
Well, let me ask you this. I'm sure a lot of people are wondering, will you interact with the flooring industry in any way in your new position?
Well, I think what I like to tell people is that the scope of my job now is all the atoms in the periodic table, and just about everything we deal with is made from atoms, and atoms make molecules. So to that extent, you know, there will be scope involving the carpet industry. Now, I suspect that my attentions will be directed in many other places, and the carpet industry is not going to be the priority that it has been for me for the past many years of my career, both before coming to CRI and CARE. And since arriving here. And I think it's fair to say I'm going to be a busy camper for the next couple of months, getting my feet on the ground, learning a new organization, learning the roles of that organization, really becoming a champion for the Green Chemistry Institute, as I have been for CARE over the last several years. And I also would just like to say to your listeners that this was not an easy decision by any stretch of the imagination, because you know, I poured a lot of my heart and soul into the CARE organization, and in fact, this position became available a year ago, and I was aware of it and did not even entertain a discussion about it, because I just did not feel CARE was in the right place to, you know, for me to walk away at that point in time. So, not an easy decision.
I was going to ask you, it must have been an offer you couldn't refuse, because I know you were enjoying what you were doing, and I know you really have a lot of friends in this business. I guess when the right offer comes, sometimes you got to make the right choice, don't you?
Well, that's true. I mean, you know, obviously the scope of this job is substantially larger, and it has a global aspect to it, although we actually branched CARE out into some global connections here in the last year or so, which was pretty exciting. But there was also a personal element here, and that is, you know, my daughter just got married in January, and she lives in New York City in Manhattan with her husband, and my in-laws live in New Jersey. And this puts us literally about a 3 to 4 hour ride from being able to spend some time with both of them. So that was also a factor for us.
All right. So why don't you tell us a little bit about CARE, what happens with CARE now as you move on to this new assignment?
Well, I think, first of all, I want to acknowledge that it's been a tremendous honor for me to work with the people that are part of the CARE organization over the last several years. You know, being the first executive director, we had a lot of latitude to build things, and I give a lot of credit to our success to having a lot of very smart people that were willing to share their thoughts, ideas, and energy to make things happen. These are big challenges that we face, and there's just no way one individual or one organization is possibly smart enough to have all the answers or to execute everything that needs to get done. So I want to thank the folks that have been part of CARE, especially since the beginning. I think we've made some great progress and laid an excellent foundation for CARE going forward. You know, in all honesty, 2008 is going to be a bit of a tough year for us, because everybody knows what's going on in the economy, and goodness knows, all the floor covering listeners know exactly what's going on in the economy, especially in the residential sector right now. And, you know, with housing starts down and with carpet residential sales down and with automotive sales down, those are big outlets for products to contain the post-consumer carpet that we've been collecting and trying to reuse and recycle. So 2008 is going to be a tough year. Having said that, we've seen double-digit growth in the care organization in terms of total pounds diverted since the beginning, and I fully expect we're going to see double-digit growth again for 2007. Won't be as big as it was last year, but I still expect to hit double digits, and we're right in the middle of the annual care survey that's taking place, and those numbers will be released at the annual conference the first week of May.
Well, you know, even though flooring is off, you know, the at the same time, the sustainability thing has become more and more prominent. So, you know, like you say, I think that's probably stood well to make sure that there's been continued to be a momentum.
Well, I don't think there's any question that, you know, we're looking at a sustainability tsunami sweeping the globe here. And the consumer, and I'm talking about now more on the residential side, is becoming more educated, a little more sophisticated, and willing to start asking more questions and demanding more services along these lines. You know, the commercial folks have been at it for several years now and have been the real drivers and the impetus to get this thing started. But I think you're starting to see it spill over in the residential sector. You're seeing more and more movement by lead into the homes side of the equation. You have the National Association of Home Builders have just issued their green building guidelines. And there's a lot more attention being paid to this. So big levers are being pulled, and it's going to be a big impact as we go forward. I don't think anybody expects anything different. And then we had one other, you know, pretty big event last year. After many years, the carpet industry was involved in negotiating a new standard for commercial carpet. And that standard was released at Green Build in November up in Chicago, called NSF 140, the Sustainable Carpet Assessment Standard. And we're starting to see the design community and the state and federal procurement folks specifying carpet in their purchase contracts that are certified against NSF 140. And the reason I mention that in the connection with care is that there are provisions in NSF 140 that speak to commitments to recycle product when it reached the end of its life and to meet the care targets. So as we become more sophisticated, we're linking these accomplishments.
I know that you've gotten a lot accomplished, and the NSF 140 is actually a major milestone. So tell us, with you leaving this position, who's going to take care of who's going to manage care from here forward?
Well, like I said, I think we have put an excellent foundation in place. We brought a full-time employee on as an operations manager last year, Jeremy Stroop. He's done a great job in reducing a lot of our things to routine operation. And in the interim, the recommendation to the board was that we hire Georgina Sikorsky to become an interim director to help us through the annual survey, the annual report generation, and coordinating the annual meeting. And the board accepted that recommendation, and Georgina is on board as we speak. I think a lot of folks know Georgina. She's former Invista, and prior to that, former DuPont. She's got an MBA. She's a crackerjack on the marketing side of the equation and understands intimately all of the issues associated with care and sustainability, and was even intimately involved in helping us push forward and getting NSF 140 released. So I think everybody is very comfortable that we're in very good hands with Georgina leading the charge down for the next several months.
That's a good choice, definitely.
Yeah.
And then what goes on from after? And she's just doing it on an interim basis, isn't she?
Correct. And what we've done is at the board level, we've put together a search committee. A job description has been developed, and we'll be seeking candidates to fill this job on a full-time, long-term basis. And I can tell you, without naming names, we have three very qualified candidates that have already expressed interest in this position going forward. So,
all right, good.
I think CARE is well positioned from the start to where we are today, and the pump is really prime with what I hope will be some significant new funding, a turnaround in the marketplace, and the energy of a new executive director coming in to really take the organization to the next level.
Well, Bob, I got to tell you, I mean, I did want to give you this chance. I know you are moving on, and I know you're going to miss some of the people you've been working with, but I did want to give you this chance to have this quick interview and say farewell to all of your comrades in the flooring business and wish you the best of luck. So you've been listening to Bob Peoples, who is leaving the CARE organization and moving on to a position in Washington. Appreciate you spending time with our listeners, and this is Kemp Haar with FloorDaily.net.